Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. So grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I'm your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of this show is for you to realize how powerful you are when it comes to creating a life you actually want to be living. How to build a life that not only looks good from the outside, but one that feels so rich, so satisfying, and so abundant. If you are new to the podcast, welcome. I am so happy you are here, especially on the podcast. We really break down the process of manifestation into concrete, actionable, and tangible steps so that these aren't just empty concepts that you understand on an intellectual level, but instead you're able to start applying them into your daily life, because it's only through the application that we're able to really create the groundbreaking transformations that our heart desires, whether for you right now in this season of life that looks like manifesting more money coming in with more ease, a career that gets you jumping out of bed, more meaningful friendships, a loving partner who adores you and respects you to no ends, improving your well-being and everything else in between. You can be, do, or have anything your heart desires, but it's about being the change you wish to experience, realizing that everything in your life is a mirror reflection of you, who you are being, and when you can change yourself, that is how you take back your power to change the world around you. If you haven't already, please be sure to hit the subscribe button so you get notifications when I upload a new episode, which I do so every Tuesday and Friday. And if you haven't already, come say hi on Instagram. I hang out the most there. My handle is at kushpu.kway. I always love hearing from anyone who listens to the podcast, whether you have a specific takeaway or if there's an episode in particular that resonates with you, or if you have any feedback or there's a specific topic you want me to dive deeper into, more than happy to do so. So don't be shy. Come and say hey. And today's podcast episode, I'm so excited to record because it's something which I've been so intentional about doing, and it's really made such a difference in terms of how I feel. Especially my last podcast episode, I talked about how I've just been feeling really exhausted and really out of it and just not like myself, and I know it's because of some strong medication I'm on, but making these conscious shifts, I'm starting to feel so much more energized, so much more like me, and just so much more joyful from within. And I'm seeing that mirrored back to me in so many different ways. And before I dive into it, I will say, and I think sometimes we have to hit a low before we can really appreciate what we take for granted, but one of the most underrated sources of joy is energy. And it's something we all have available to us, but it's what are we doing on a daily basis to nurture that energy? And when you are just somebody who is jumping out of bed with excitement for the day ahead, or moving through your day with a fire in your belly, being busier than ever, yeah, more feeling more alive than ever, going to bed feeling giddy about who you're becoming and the life you're creating for yourself, whatever energy looks like to you. But when we can cultivate that energy from within, that's how we start to bring our own joy. And that was something that came to me last night as I was lying in bed. I was feeling so excited just to wake up for no particular reason, other than the fact that I was just feeling more like myself. And I was just thinking to myself, like a couple of weeks ago, yeah, I can say I'm grateful for energy, but now I just feel so much more gratitude for feeling that sense of giddiness and excitement and joy and aliveness once again. And in lieu of that, I want to talk about the importance of romanticizing your life, especially as this concept has become really mainstream and it is a buzzword, but for good reason too. And essentially what romanticizing your life boils down to is elevating the quality of your life and being the source of your own dopamine. So often we're waiting for something big to happen in our lives or for a particular manifestation to come through before we give ourselves permission to feel joy. And in the process, we are running ourselves to the ground. We're going through the motions. We're living on autopilot. We're resenting our current circumstances and then wondering, why is my life not shifting? But like I said earlier, is that you have to be the change you wish to experience. And so if you want to attract those big desires, which you associate with joy and want to create a life that really excites you, you got to first be in that vibration. You don't manifest what you're doing. You manifest more of who you are. You manifest based on the energy you radiate. And really, it boils down to stringing together as many beautiful moments of joy together. And when you can do that, when you can master that, when you can really romanticize your life, that is when you become so magnetic. But it doesn't just happen out of nowhere. It requires a conscious intention. And the more you do so, the more you notice that there's opportunities all around us to love our lives, to enhance the quality of our lives, and that we don't need to go anywhere in order to do so. It's just like pivoting how we are currently approaching our current life. And while I've been on this journey for a while now, especially in terms of being intentional about being the source of my own joy and manifesting my life, especially since the new year started, I'm really, more than ever, I am in the era of falling so ridiculously in love with my life to another level. Like 2023, I love my life, but you wait and watch. By the end of 2024, it's going to blow me away. And when I share it, it's going to blow you away. And I know it all because I'm so committed to consciously enhancing the quality of my life and romanticizing the heck of my life. And when I do that, I see things moving at such a rapid pace. Like even in the last week, I've seen so many things happen and I'm just like blown away. And it's required zero effort from my part, other than the fact that how committed am I to my own joy? And I've done many podcasts in the past, but essentially it's when you can realize that you are the source of your own dopamine rather than rely on external sources of dopamine. So again, being in that waiting energy, waiting for something or someone to come into your life before you give yourself permission to feel joy, before you allow yourself to feel joy, all you're doing is resisting the joy in front of you that's available to you right now. And in that state of resistance, you only repel the very outcomes that you are manifesting. And before I go into different ways in which I have been romanticizing my life, I will start by saying that your number one focus now, moving forward, is how can I see everything working out for me? How can I look around me and just seeing that this beautiful life was created for me? Everything, whether it's the sun rising in the morning so that you can go through your day in a sense of with light, whether it is the wind blowing on your skin, whatever it is, how can I see that this was all for me to cool down, for me to have light, for me to move through this life with joy and ease? And essentially it's, how can I change the lens in which I'm viewing my life? How can I see my life through rose-tinted glasses? And I know this idea of seeing your life through rose-tinted glasses has such a negative connotation, but and you know, it's associated with being delusional. But what is the alternative? To be a miserable cynic and see everything as working against you? I mean, yeah, take that path, but that sounds like a pretty miserable experience. Whereas if you're just now being intentional about shifting your focus, well, if as an intention manifester, you get what you focus on and how you feel. If you start to focus on how everything's working out for you, what do you think you're going to manifest as a result? Even something as simple as next time you're in the road, pay attention. Are you getting green lights as you're moving through? Are you getting traffic-free roads, things you otherwise take for granted? And the other day, I was in the mall. I'm still, as I'm recording this, in Thailand. And I was in the mall, and I was like in the ice cream department. And there was this one Japanese ice cream kiosk. And from the photos, it just looked so beautiful, the way the cone was presented. And so I just went, and I wanted just to watch how they were serving the cone. And somebody had ordered a scoop of, like a double scoop, one of like black sesame and one of matcha. And it just blew me away because it was such a craft of her even scooping the ice cream, the shape she was giving it and how she put it on the cone, designed it so that it had like a triangle shape. It was crazy. And it was such a slow process, but there was so much intention. And I turned to my sister and I was like, it's wild because if we were in like a Haagen-Dazs or a Ben & Jerry's or a typical Western ice cream parlor, that ice cream scoop would have been served in 30 seconds. Take the scooper, scoop it up from the cone, done. And again, there's no right or wrong, but it was just such a beautiful reminder that sometimes the beauty in life is when we're able to allow ourselves to move at a slower pace. And don't get me wrong, because I'm all about efficiency and speed, but as much as we've been conditioned to move and live our lives at lightning speed, that is when sometimes we miss out some of the most beautiful moments in our lives. And it's about really finding the balance. How can I live a life of efficiency whereby I'm also still paying attention to the beauty that exists in my current life? And so now going back to this idea of really consciously romanticizing your life, it boils down to asking you to empowering yourself and asking yourself, how can I consciously enhance the quality of my existing life? How can I make things that I do on a normal daily basis feel like a total vibe? Like I said, this is something which I'm really being intentional about. And whether it's my morning routine, whether it's my daily cup of coffee, but just saying, how can I make this even feel even more special, even more joyous? And a few ways in which I've been doing so is, I'm going to share right now, is number one, less time on social media. Rather than fantasize about other people's lives, which is really what we do, when we're looking at other people's highlights reels, not only are we feeling crap about our own lives and comparing our lives to somebody else's portrayal of what they want us to think they're living, but we end up fantasizing about how much better other people have it. But instead, use that energy towards romanticizing your own lives. Put the phone down, and when you are being on social media, be intentional about who you're scrolling and what you're looking at. When I'm drinking my coffee, I like to use now a special mug, one that just really feels pretty. It doesn't have to be anything expensive, anything fancy, just buy a single one. But it's, you're going to drink a coffee every day, you're going to drink a cup of chai or matcha every day, put it in a mug that feels really special as you drink it. Even my protein shake, while I've been in Bangkok, I've really been enjoying the bottled protein shakes you get at the 7-Elevens. It's just easy, it's convenient, it tastes really good. It's like 30 grams of protein per bottle, and the calories are really great. And it's just been, yeah, really been my go-to every day as a snack. But when I'm home, I will actually take out a glass. I will fill it with ice rather than just chug that protein shake from the bottle. I will have a nice mocktail whereby my protein shake is on the rocks. When I'm chilling in my room at night, I put on scented candles. I buy scents that really are a wonder to my nose. For me, I love anything with cinnamon, vanilla, anything dessert vibes. But I put that on and I dim the lights. Lately, I've also really been enjoying matcha more. And so that's something which I want to buy is the matcha whisk. And so for my afternoon beverage, rather than just add a spoon of coffee, add the milk, hot water, etc., actually take a few minutes. Enjoy the process of making myself a matcha or going out to buy one. I mean, I've talked a lot about the importance of solo dating and why I love to take myself out on solo dates, because at the end of the day, you can say you want to manifest more secure and meaningful relationships, but every single relationship is an externalized manifestation of the relationship you're having with yourself. And so if you cannot enjoy your own company, you're not actually in alignment with the kinds of relationships you want. And this is something I go so deep into in my course, School of Magnetic Connection. And so if there's something you want to know more about, just head to the link in the show notes with all the details for School of Magnetic Connection. But yeah, solo dates, even while I'm in Bangkok, I have made an intention that, okay, at least once a month, at least a couple of times a month, how can I enjoy my own company? It doesn't have to be anything fancy. It could be going to a coffee shop, but rather than just say, I'm going to go grab a coffee, actually sit down, make it an event. Sometimes romanticizing the life could be dressing up for no reason other than the fact that you feel really good when you're in clothes and make you feel confident. Wear a bit of makeup just because you don't have to be meeting people in order to doll yourself up. On that note, also what I want to do when I'm back in Bombay / Dubai, man, I'm all over the place. If you're listening to my podcast for the first time, you must be wondering, like, where does this girl live? I live in Dubai, but I'm very grateful that I have homes in a couple of different locations. But anyways, when I am in Bombay and Dubai, I'm going to go through my wardrobe and cleanse outfits that I don't enjoy wearing. I don't feel good wearing, where it doesn't do anything for me. And instead, I'm going to replace those outfits with new outfits that actually make me feel good, even if it's loungewear, but loungewear that makes me feel confident. More ways in which I've been romanticizing my life. This might leave you in a state of shudder if you're not a morning person, but actually setting my alarm to make sure that I'm awake in time for sunrise. There's something so beautiful about being awake so early in the morning, other than just looking at the beautiful hues of the sky and watching it change colors. But it's just so peaceful. And to know that you are one of the few people around, at least around you, who are awake and just able to enjoy all of life in front of you it's before the madness of the day takes over. It's so special. So if that's something you haven't done, highly recommend. Sometimes I will do my breath work outdoors. I do the Wim Hof beginner breath work on YouTube every single day. And while most of the time I do it in my room, but lately I've been making that conscious intention is when I'm going down for a walk, I will, after the end of my walk, I will just sit down and do it in the fresh air. That way I'm also getting a dose of beautiful vitamin D, eating really good quality dark chocolate, going from to a higher quality of cocoa, because that way you also end up really appreciating the flavor rather than just overdoing it on sugar. I've been eating very clean in January, but rather than just eat chicken and broccoli, I've been making meals that are both functional, so giving my body the nutrients it needs, but also very satiating, infusing my water, you know, whether it's mint leaves, orange slices, lemon slices, berries, making it a vibe, making your water a hydration, total vibe. Long walks with a podcast. I so love that. I so look forward to doing that. You know, rather than just say, oh, I have to go exercise. No, I'm gonna make it a total vibe. I'm gonna choose a podcast beforehand that I'm really excited to listen to, put my trainers on, go at a time of day when the weather is nice, and enjoy it fully. Even if it's something as simple as buying a pen that you enjoy writing with, gel pens, by the way, next level joy when you're writing them, buy a pretty journal that when you look at it, it just makes you want to smile. Getting your nails done, amping up your skincare routine, that is something I did a couple of months ago and I continue doing so. And, you know, really pouring into you. Even my collagen hot chocolate I have a lot of times before bed. Again, it's good for my body, but it just tastes like a total vibe. And you get that hot chocolate satiation. Whether it's sleeping in satin pajamas, using mulberry silk pillowcases and bedwear, whatever it is, or even picking up a book and reading it. But there's literally, these are just a few that come to mind, but there's so many ways you can romanticize your life. Go and buy yourself flowers, or whatever it is, but I really want you to make that intention. What can I do for myself every single day to elevate the quality of my life? And as much as we know manifestation is about the law of attraction, etc., a huge law which most people avoid or ignore or are unaware of is the law of expansion. Whatever vibration you are in, you will continue expanding into it. And so when you are doing more to elevate your joy, your overall sense of happiness, you're going to keep expanding into more reasons to feel that joy. At the end of the day, manifestation is about being a conscious co-creator. This is a co-creative process whereby you and a power greater than you are creating your reality on a moment-to-moment basis. And it's about now creating your life based on where you are currently at. The only thing that matters is the present moment. Who am I being in the here and now? Not what I have experienced in the past, not what I'm hoping or wishing for, but who can I be right now? And whatever you decide, whoever you decide to be in this moment, based on what you've gotten, you will continue to attract more circumstances, more outcomes in that same frequency, including your very desire. If you want to set your desires because of the joy you expect to feel when you have it, start cultivating that joy right now based on where you are at. And at the end of the day, if you want the universe to get on board with your desires, if you want the universe to deliver your desires, you have got to be committed to your joy. It is such a small ask. Joy is your birthright, and you deserve to feel joy in every moment. But at the end of the day, you are not entitled to joy. You are worthy and deserving of joy, but you are not entitled to joy. And the universe is never punishing you. It's never rewarding you. It's just responding to you, who you are being, not what you say, not what you do, but instead, who are you being? If you want a life of joy, if you want a life of romance and enthusiasm and exhilaration and fulfillment, be that first. And because your life is just a mirror reflection of you, it is a given that you will attract your desire. And so if this episode resonated with you, I'd love to hear from you. Like I said, I hang out the most on Instagram. And if you want to be extra accountable, come and tell me what is one way you are going to romanticize your life moving forward. My handle is at kushpu.kway. And the meanwhile, I'm sending you love and all the abundant vibes. Have an amazing day ahead.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfill podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you, so please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushpu.kway in your social media post or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week. But in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and goodbye.